Cassia on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Major Keene, in the room on the Thames embankment, turns the next page of the dossier on Demetrius.
Peter Ridgway's sister Margaret was not only a remarkably attractive girl, but she had nerve as well. She'd gone along to the Red Feathers Club and taken a job in place of Sally Jones, in the vague hope that she might be able to find something that'd help her brother out of the mess he was in. Cuts and I struck her there when we went to have a word with Marzotti about the murder of Jelly Boy Boone, and I made arrangements to wait for her at the flat she was living in at Fenchurch House. Boone's murder had brought a lot of vague things into sharper focus. I thought I knew who'd killed him, and after talking to Margaret Ridgway, I knew why. They stayed open late at the Red Feathers. It was close to 4 o'clock in the morning when she arrived.
Whew. I'm not used to these kind of hours. Mind if I take my shoes off?
It's your flat, Miss Ridgway.
You're going to ask me a lot of questions about Peter, aren't you?
Among other things.
Well, shall we get one thing straight? I have an enormous amount to tell you, and I'm going to. But I will not say one word about where Peter's hiding, who he's with, or where his information comes from. Is that understood, Major Keene?
You've seen your brother, have you?
Yes, despite the men you've had watching me.
Must have been the Odeon Theatre, Marble Arch, night before last.
And Peter thinks you're a fool.
Meeting in adjacent seats in the theatre's one thing we've never found a counter for. All you can do is get 20 or 30 men to surround the building, block the exit, stop the show, turn up the lights, and screen a couple of thousand people one by one. Did your brother think of it himself, Miss Ridgway?
No, it was... Well, that's one of the things you don't get told either.
Well, now, what about making a start with some of the things I do hear about?
Just a minute till I get a cigarette going.
Yeah, here you are.
Thanks. Well, to begin with, Peter is not a murderer. Never has been and never will be. He and Digby Mitchell have learnt that a man called Yachty Bloom...
Did you say Yachty Bloom?
Yes. Does it mean anything to you?
Go on.
They've found out that Yachty Bloom definitely works for Demetrius. And Demetrius is here in London to get his hands on a huge collection of valuables looted by the Germans during the war. Demetrius has a headquarters they're trying to find. 3 or 4 times they shadow this Bloom creature as far as Hampstead Heath. But they always lose him there somewhere. But here's what Peter thinks is a very funny thing. Sally Jones worked at the Red Feathers Club, and Tony Marzotti to run.
Oh, do stop that. If you knew what it does to my nerves. Gregory Keene was here tonight. About Jelly Boy Boone. Why did you have to have him killed?
Because he talked. He told Cuts too much. He had to be got out of the way before they could hammer him some more, as they would have.
But he didn't know anything about us.
He knew enough to tell Keene that Marzotti was interested in Sally Jones only because of Ridgway. And that would have connected Tony Marzotti with me because Boone worked for Marzotti.
All this indiscriminate killing. We should be able to get the loot from Rubenstein and go.
You're not getting soft, are you, Hedy?
Well, how much longer do you think I can go on fooling Gregory Keene? They picked up Yachty for questioning about Piggy Quinn. Soon they'll realize Mazzotti's in it, too, and then they'll find Bookman at the sanatorium. We'll all hang.
You'd better get hold of yourself, Hedy.
Well, I'm afraid. And every day that goes by without us catching Ridgway makes it worse. Rubenstein won't wait forever. Why can't we go ahead? Why?
Because I know what I'm doing. And I say we get Ridgway first. We're closer to him than you think.
When I met you in Berlin, I didn't dream it was going to be like this.
Whatever you dreamed in Berlin, Hedy, there's no way out now, even if you wanted one. Do you?
How can you ask such a thing?
Then listen to me. Neither Keane nor anyone else have any reason to connect Mazzotti with us. Sally Jones let Ridgway into the club. Mazzotti traffics in dope. MI5 or the narcotics people must have some ideas about that. So they'll think Mazzotti was after the girl Melly to protect himself.
Perhaps I could find out from Keane what they're thinking.
It's your job to find out. And as for Ridgway, it won't be long now. Someone's been trailing Yachty Bloom, and last night he recognized them. Ridgway, Mitchell, and a third man.
Not near Bookman's?
No. But you see how easy it's going to be for Yachty to lead them into a trap. Just a few more days, and then we'll show our hand to Rubenstein.
Whatever you have to do, do it quickly.
And whatever you have to do, Hedy, see that you keep your nerve, because there is one way out for you.
One way out?
Jelly Boy Boone's way. Remember it. Remember it, my love.
So now, Major Keane, do you still think Peter killed the American, tried to kill Hedy Bergner, and the attempt on his life in the underground was faked?
The attempt on Hedy's life wasn't faked either. I saw it with my own eyes.
But you didn't actually see Peter driving the car. Only Hedy saw that.
Well, she could have been mistaken, I suppose. The whole thing happened in a tenth of a second.
You won't hear a thing against her, will you?
I know her.
But what about everything else I've told you?
I have to admit it hangs together. They let themselves down when they killed Jelly Boy Boone. It was their first real mistake. And your brother could scarcely be hand in glove with Demetrius and give you all this information to pass on to me. Yes, it puts a lot of things in a very different light, Miss Ridgway.
It's really sweet of you not to think I'm a liar, too.
My dear girl, I knew 9/10 of it before. If you'd been lying, it would have stuck out a mile.
Oh.
Well, don't look so disappointed. I've learned from you what Demetrius came here for, and now I'm certain about Yachty Bloom and Mazzotti. Mazzotti sent Jelly Boy Boone after Sally because of your brother. We're supposed to think it was for some other reason, but if that had been all, why did they kill him? Boone was killed because he talked to Cutts, and if he talked once, he'd talk again. They were afraid he'd tell us enough to link Mazzotti with Demetrius. And when they killed him, they did exactly that.
It's a hideous business, isn't it?
I really think you'd better get out of that Red Feathers Club.
No, not yet.
Why?
Oh, I have reasons.
Well, I don't see what purpose you can serve running the risk.
There's still a lot I'd like to find out about a certain someone there.
Look, I've told you 20 times Hedy Bergner has nothing whatever to do with this affair, except that she saw Demetrius on that plane from Berlin.
You were wrong about Peter, weren't you?
I had enough to go on to be wrong 10 times over. When are you seeing him again?
Soon.
Well, tell him he has to get in touch with me. I'll guarantee he'll be neither arrested nor followed.
Are you serious?
There are times when I can be trusted despite my profession. This is one of them.
Oh, all right. I didn't mean that you'd cheat.
I'll be at the Red Feathers tomorrow night. If there's anything you want to communicate, slip a note into a packet of cigarettes and sell them to me.
I'll manage that. Are you off now?
Well, just look at the clock. Good night, Miss Ridgway. And thank you tremendously for all you've told me. When we finally catch Demetrius, you'll have contributed a lot.
Thanks for all you've told me.
But I haven't told you anything.
Oh, but you have.
What?
That you're desperately in love with Hedy Bergner. Goodbye till tomorrow night.
Hello.
Oh, come in. I'm just changing. Have they opened the club yet?
Just a few moments ago. My name's Hedy Bergner. No one troubled to introduce us, and you've been here 3 days, so I decided it was time I did something about it. You know, get acquainted.
Oh, it's nice of you. My name's Margaret Richardson. Cigarette.
Thanks. I saw you downstairs, and I couldn't help noticing. Isn't selling cigarettes at a place like this rather out of your line?
Oh, you have to live. And it can always lead to something better.
Something rich, fat, and 50, perhaps.
Hmm? Oh, yes, naturally. How's the time? Oh, good Lord, I'd better be getting downstairs. You're free till your first number, you lucky thing.
I might see you later. Oh, forgot to close my locker.
There we are. Cheerio for now.
You could have saved yourself the trouble, whoever you are. Tony has given me duplicate keys for all these lockers. Number 4. Oh, there we are. Now then, let's see what she keeps in her handbag. Tony?
Yeah?
Look what I found in your new cigarette girl's handbag. It looks like an ordinary compact, but the centerpiece comes out. Oh, no, no, let me show you. There. Can you read that, Tony Marzotti? Her name is Margaret Ridgway.
I told Margaret to get out of the Red Feathers. I told her, but I should have made sure that she did. How was I to know she was going to play right into their hands, that she'd leave a powder compact with her name in it lying about for them to find? Much less what was going to happen to her when they passed the word along to Demetrius.
Demetrius strikes quickly at Margaret Ridgway in the next suspenseful chapter of Dossier on Demetrius.